You are the salt of the earth. You are the light of the world. In today's gospel, taken from the block of teaching in Matthew's gospel known as the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus characteristically draws on everyday images. In an age without refrigeration, and when the availability of food was governed much more by the seasons than it is for us today, salt was a vital commodity for the storage and preservation of food. And light, too, was something precious, not just a matter of flicking on a switch. So Jesus' followers are called to be life-sustaining and illuminating in relation to the world at large. This is challenging teaching indeed. Thinking about last week's headlines, we might be tempted to despair of the church's ability to be the salt of the earth, the light of the world. And yet, there is another side to the story. Before Christmas, the think tank Theos produced a report titled Doing Good, A Future for Christianity in the 21st Century. It noted that although church attendances are in decline, the church is apparently more active than ever, offering debt advice and marriage counselling, food banks and street pastors, ministries of reconciliation and rehabilitation. Sadly, little of this makes the headlines. It often strikes me, when I talk to non-Christian friends, that although they often have little respect for the church as a national institution, they often have great respect for the church in their local community and for their local clergy. In communities throughout the land, the Holy Spirit is at work through churches working quietly to loose the bonds of injustice, to undo the thongs of the yoke, to let the oppressed go free. In communities throughout the land, the Holy Spirit is at work in churches working quietly to share bread with the hungry and the homeless are brought in. Children find a place to play. The lonely find conversation and fellowship. The poor are comforted. The wealthy are challenged. So there is no reason for us to despair. Let us pray for ourselves, as individuals, as a parish, and as the church, that Jesus' light may shine through us in the world, that others may give glory to God. And let us pray too for God's guidance as we discern, as individuals, as a parish, and as the church, where God is leading us to direct our efforts and our energies as we respond in love to his love for us, revealed uniquely in Jesus Christ, to whom with the Father and the Holy Spirit be all honour and glory, now and forever. Amen.